Mitch, and just your thoughts on being back. I know it's not easy for you, and you have to sit out.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Very excited. Watching the games, and I mean, fortunately, you know, the guys have been playing well and winning, so it's I've had a lot to cheer for from the couch. But you know, I want to be in the dugout screaming and yelling and having fun. And yeah, I'm very excited to be back. It's just trying to be a piece fit into this puzzle that seems to be on a good thing right now.
Aaron? Christian, when did things start to turn the corner for you?
As far as feeling better?
Yes.
So there was an initial handful of days that we basically shut down activity, maybe about a week. A lot of recovery stuff, circulation stuff, a little bit of core. You start very slow with those core progressions and strengths. But I'd say about a week in, maybe 5 or 6 days, the pain, like the everyday, you know, sitting up off the couch or coughing and sneezing, that stuff went away. And then, you know, it was a few days of rotation progressions and just eased into hitting. It was a pretty painless process, to be honest with you. Cody Jackson?
Hey, Christian, how do you feel about jumping in right now? Team's playing pretty well. Obviously, just another important stretch of games here on the road.
Yeah, I'm excited. Like I said, obviously, when I got to the clubhouse, I had a conversation with Torrey, and, you know, he always does a good job of keeping players in a good headspace, and called Timmy and I in, and, you know, basically just like, hey, just do you. You don't have to do anything more, anything less than who you are every day. And, you know, it's exactly what the team needs right now. And obviously, you know, everybody's in a good place and having fun. And like I said, I just want to fit into it and, you know, hopefully just be there for my team when they need me.
Max Summers?
How do you feel things went for you in the alt-site games? Do you feel like you're able to get your timing and rhythm back quickly and feel ready to go today?
Yeah, fortunately, you know, with a mild grade one, it wasn't too much time away from baseball. And even when I started, like even when I couldn't swing and hit, I was tracking live BPs and things like that. I would go in and stand in against the velo machine in the cage and just track and keep my timing and my eyes up to speed. So fortunately, the time frame was pretty friendly for that. And yeah, I feel good. I think adrenaline is an amazing thing. And like I said, I'm very excited to get back into games and play.
Christian, to follow up, how many at-bats did you get?
I don't know, 15-ish. There was like, I mean, I think 2 games where I played first. I got 3 or 4 each those days. And then there was a day where I was just the hitter, but I was hitting basically every inning. So I ended up getting like 7 or 8 at-bats that day. So a good amount. I know the off-site, everybody's breaking and going, you know, to their affiliates. So there wasn't the normal at-bats on the table, but like I said, the time frame of this was friendly to that. So I feel ready.
Keith Gilbert?
What have you thought watching your teammates, I mean, over these last few weeks with all the injuries you guys have had and to put together the run that you guys are on right now?
It's exciting. It's very exciting. It's motivating. It's hopeful. It's, you know, it's all the good things. It's confidence building because we know what we're capable of. And you know, obviously I haven't been here, but the guys know what they're capable of, and to be able to go out and, you know, no matter what your role is or what your service time is or anything like that, to be able to go out and, you know, pull one out for your team. And it doesn't matter who's stepping up. It seems like every night somebody was getting a timely hit or the, you know, the big walk to extend the inning. And then, you know, when that stuff wasn't happening, the guys were throwing well. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun to watch. It was great to watch. I could tell what the vibe was like in the dugout by just watching the guys laugh and have a good time. And, yeah, everything's awesome when you win, you know?
Nick McGoro?
I feel like maybe you kind of answered this a little bit when you were saying what Torrey was telling you and Timmy, but it's easier, isn't it, to come back into this kind of situation when everything's going good. You don't feel like you have to come in and you know, be the hero or anything like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like with the group of guys we got in there and the way this team is structured, I don't feel that pressure at all. you know, regardless of how the team's playing. I think I'm literally just a puzzle piece here in the best possible way. I want to fit in. I want to be there when my team needs me. And otherwise I'm going to be in the dugout cheering them on. I'm so excited that the whole thing, watching games on TV and going from full bore in season to immediately nothing, just a helpful perspective change. And like I said, I don't feel any pressure to like try to put anybody on my back or anything like that. It's just a matter of, at this point, I feel like I want to get up to the speed that the team's playing with. So I feel like I got some catching up to do.
Zach Buchanan?
Christian, maybe you were asked this at the start. I had some computer issues, but just how did you feel about how things are going at the plate for you before the injury?
Honestly, the results weren't there. That's frustrating. At some point, I feel like every hitter looks for results to validate a process. You can trust it as much as you can possibly trust it, but at a certain point, you want some results to let you know that you're on the right track and you're doing the right things. And I had that feeling. I felt very competitive. But, you know, it was just like, it was one click. Mechanical, timing, chalk it up, whatever you want. That was another thing with this little bit of a break. I kind of wanted to compartmentalize that and, chalk it up to a funny stretch. I felt great in spring, and I felt good early in the season. It just wasn't, it just wasn't there for me, whether it's guys pitching different or me maybe trying to do a little too much. But, I think it was, a good time break to kind of regroup and gather my thoughts and I'm hopeful and excited right now.
Any other questions for Christian? Thanks, Christian.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christian.
Thanks.